good evening. Continuing on Chazara, as we were just saying, I'm going to, you know, to just recap and try and consolidate it a little bit more. We got up to the, I think we ended with the, didn't go through the answer yet, of the Sa'am Mikotzi, the new Mahalich. So basically what we have so far is, we've gone through the Gemara to the end of the Omer, Dhamma Dhamma Dhamma, and we're really trying to figure out what's going on in Rashi. Basically, again, just a quick recap, you had the Stira in between the two Brises. Brisa number one, which says, if the wall of the Sukkah collapses, you cannot put an animal, a human being, or Kalim, bed, whatever it is, in the breach. That would be forbidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Brisa number two says, it's Mutter. Both Adam and Kalim is Mutter. And the question is, how do we reconcile the Stira? So the Gemara initially tried with Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that to be moshif on an Oyer Arai is allowed, it's forbidden, the Rabbanon who say it's allowed, to which the Gemara said, that doesn't help me over here, because over here we're not dealing with being moshif on an Oyer Arai, we are dealing with creating an Oyer Arai to start with. Why is that? Because we assume that we're talking about a sukkah which is possible without this additional wool. So when you put the person in place, or the animal, or the kedim, whatever we're dealing with, it is creating a sukkah. So therefore, that is a problem of making an oil, not being moisted on an oil. Right? Different ma'alchim, either because of mechit ha'ma'ateres, or whether it's because it's a complete change in the status of the makom, makes it a rishus hayachid even, or whether it's a din l'schach, whatever shot you may take, but the mice of the sukkah is the making of an oil, it's not being moisted on an oil. It's making an oil which the whole idea is forbidden. Fine. So to that, the Gemara says, fine, let's move on to the next Peshat. Next attempt is, we say, okay, Brisa number one is going according to Rabbi Meir, right, other way around, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a behemoth is good for a mechita, so if you were to put, we're talking about the third wall here, got a possible sukkah, if you put the behemoth there, you're going to be making a kosher sukkah. Sorry, you can't do that, because that would be a problem of making an oil. The second writer is going according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that a behemoth is no good for a sukkah, the reason being because the way Rashi explains it is Shema Tivrach, it may run away. Again, is that actually the real reason? Either way, we pointed out the Zichor coin to Rashi, our sugya is going in that shit, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon a further reason why we say that. So, since according to Rabbi Meir, it's no good for a mechita, so therefore you're not creating an ayel, that's what it seems to be saying, right? You're not doing anything, and therefore it's alright, right? It's alright, I wouldn't say you're not creating an oil, I should rephrase that. You're not doing anything, it's lav midikov, it's a loss from the Gemara, you're not creating a sukkah, and therefore it's alright. Says Rashi, what do you mean? What do you mean? You're not doing anything. But it says, in that Brisa, Kadesh Yechav Yishtevi Yoshi. Rashi says, that's a very, very good question. The Gemara could have asked that, but we've got other questions. And we said, that's very interesting, because this is the most basic and obvious question. Why would the Gemara not ask this question? So we said that the Ritva already somewhat deals with that and says, because if that was the only question, we could wriggle out of it by saying, we're not talking about on Sukkos, we're talking about some other time, and Kadesh Yechav Yishtevi Yoshi needs simply our privacy. Once I've got the wall, this third wall, in place, at least now I can eat and sleep and whatever, I can do that. May not be a kosher sukkah, but if it's not on Sukkos, I don't need to be a kosher sukkah. If that was the only problem, I could wriggle out of it. But I have other problems. And that is, says the Gemara, number one, that you only answered up behemoth. What about Odom Vekalim? Meaning to say that the second brisa is actually not talking about behemoth. It's talking about Odom and the bed, the Kalim. And it's very nice with an animal, you can tell me that putting an animal there is no good as a mechitza, but Adam and Kedim, why shouldn't that be any good as a mechitza? Now, the MS is, according to the Maskal of the Gemara and Sukkah, Adam is also no good as a mechitza according to Rabbi Meir, because he's a mechitza sheish bar ruach. However, the Tosfos Al-Sugi is just asking, but according to the Mamzer Omar, who says that the reason of Rebbe Meir is because it may run away, that's only a problem in an animal, not in an omar. From Rashi, it's mashma that Al-Sugi is actually, not just saying according to that Mamzer Omar, we are going in that Mamzer Omar, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. Odom, we don't have Daf, he won't, doesn't have to run away anywhere, and Kedim for sure, they're lifeless. So they are not going anywhere. So why would that be allowed according to the second Braisa? Bezal Hashem, we will explain a little bit more what pushes the Gemara to assume that Al-Sugi is going in the Mamzer Omar Shel Matibra. But that's still to come. So that is question number one. It's very good you've explained Behemoth, but what about Odom Mekedim, which is what we're actually dealing with in the second Braisa? Odom Mekedim is a good Mechita, surely, according to everyone. Why would the second Braisa allow that? Question one. And question two is, well, listen, even in the case of Behemoth, who is Rabbi Meir allowing this according to? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Zichar not. Because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't even allow you to be Moishim on an Oya. And even if you want to say the Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon don't allow you to make an Oya, they only allow you to be Moishim on an Oya. And here you're making an Oya. Adkan. So because of that, the Gemara goes on with this final answer and says, you know what? Braisa number one is still about the third wall. Braisa number two is still about the fourth. Braisa number one is still about making an IO. Braisa number four is still about being based on an IO. But in the case of Canaan, all that we'll deal with is not showing over the page. That's the answer for the Canaanites. Right. There's Tosfos. Tosfos quoted Rashi as saying that in the initial answer, when I say initial, in the Rabbi Yehuda, the Peshat is that, according to Rabbi Meir, since you're not creating a kosher sukkah, even though it's a third wall, but the Behemoth is no good for the wall, so therefore it's not making an IL, it's only being Moishim on an IL. It's only being Moishim on an IL, not making an IL. The Tosfos, what do you mean? It says, Kedishiyach Aviyash Devi Yashay. See, Quoth Rashi is saying, yeah, the Gemara could have asked that, but we've got better questions. But then, says Tosfos, I've got another problem. And that is the Gemara goes on and rejects this Peshat for two reasons. The second reason being, because even according to Rabbanon, we only allow you to be massive on an oil, not to make an oil. Says Tosfos, that's a pele. That's what I just told you you are doing. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not making an oil, because it's no good for a sukkah. What are you doing? You're being massive on an oil. So what's the Gemara's problem? Says Tosfos, one question answers the other. Meaning to say that you wanted to say that the second Braisa is going in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that putting a behemoth there is no good as a machitza. So therefore, it's not kosher for a sukkah, it's only being motive on an ayah. Threat the Gemara, but it says, this is all the unspoken things behind the question, but it does say, Kedisha Yehuchal V'yesh Tev Yoshi. So clearly, it means to say that you are actually being machshir the sukkah. And if you're being machshir the sukkah, then you're making an ayel. So what's peshat? What are you talking about? That's the Gemara's question. However, we pointed out, and as the Goyen Yaakov points out, if you actually look at Rashi, that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said that according to Rabbi Meir, you are not making an ayel kava, you're making an oil alai. Again, says Rashi, since you're not being machshir the sukkah, so, no, it's mutter. And says Rashi clearly, even though you are making an oil, but it's only an oil alai. Not being moishif, you are making an oil alai. And we said the mashmoy says that according to Rashi, if you were actually being machshir the sukkah, an enochanami, that would be an oil kavah, even though it's only for 7 days, but I only need it for 7 days. Kavah is not how long in practice it's going to be there. It's rather in terms of, is it the full time period, or a significant time period, of the time period it's needed? And the answer is, yeah. Because if it's got to be a 7-day mechitza, and it would be roi for 7 days, which is what you need to be master of the sukkah, according to Rabbi Meir, then that would be a kavah. That is kavah, because it's a full 7-day period. However, since it's not being master of the sukkah, So what is it doing? It's just providing privacy. Us is acting as a hut. If it's acting as a hut, that's only an OLRI. Because when you're talking about a hut, that's a much longer term, that's a long, much longer period of time that you'd associate a hut with. This is not going to fulfill even a fraction of that time period that a hut would normally be used. And therefore, it's only OLRI, not OLKABA. Yep. That's what we said. That's the way we explained the Gemara's other minute. And now the Gemara's question is very good. The Gemara's question is, but you're not allowed to make an OLRI. To make an OLRI, even according to Rabbi, even according to Rabbanon, is forbidden. Clear?
Yes. It's a good question. In the Hamamina, according to Rashi, we're not talking about Sukkot now. We're just talking about Hatz at any time. Is that correct?
Okay. Not necessarily. No. Again, let's be absolutely clear. The Pashtus is, even according to Rashi, and even the Mitzvot, we are talking about Sukkot. The Gemara could have asked, though, that it says Kadesh Yechavi Yishtev Yoshi. To which Rashi said, yeah, it could have asked if we've got other questions. So we said, but that's a basic question. So we brought the Mitzvot, we said, that I could answer by saying we're talking about some other Yomtov. If you were to ask me the question, it's not the Pashtus, though. We actually said in Rashi, you don't necessarily have to say that. We said that you could be talking about Sukkot, and the Kedisha Yechavi Yishtev Yoshin is, Lamaisa, why am I putting it there? I'm putting the animal there in order to be Machshir a Sukkot. However, it's not Machshir a Sukkot. So therefore, it's not creating an Oel Kava. But it is creating an Oel Arai, because of privacy, of Matthias, I could eat, drink, and sleep. The question you'd have to ask yourself is, but I can't even really do that, albeit for a halakhic reason. But to that you could say, yeah, but somebody who, the moshav, a woman could eat there, so now she's got privacy, she could sleep. In other words, the halakha is not an ikuv for everyone. But I don't know. You could debate, according to Rashi, whether it has to be sukkahs or not. The yochal is fine, because that could be a snack. The yishter for sure is fine. The yoshin, I don't know how you would explain that.
I mean, it does work.
The Yoshin, you're not even Shein Asara, you're not allowed to have outside of Sukkah.
It would work if it's not Sukkah, as long as it's just a Havamina, if it wasn't Sukkah, wouldn't it?
Correct, but yeah. It's more geschmack to avoid that, because it's not, okay.
On
the elder name, Yeah. So that's the flow of the Gemara, you know, Adkat. Now, what I want to do is to take it one little bit further, and that is with the Sar Mikutzi. And then, Be'ez Hashem, that was the last stage in order to round out Rashi, using the Sar Mikutzi. Because the Sar Mikutzi, he says, the Sar Mikutzi is the end of the Tosfos in Ma'amar, the last few lines of Tosfos there. He says, but, you know, everything we've been discussing, Rashi, Tosfos, etc., I don't understand, we've lost sight of something here. Why did we bring these two brises to start with? How did we get onto this whole thing? If you remember, we got onto this whole thing because we started with a story of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, who's gone outside of the Tzchum, Rav Chista comes and asks Rav Nachman Bayakud, he says to him, you know, what can we do about it? So he says, get some, you know, Mechitzas B'nei Ovam. So Rav Nachman Bayitzchok asked, he said, but are you allowed to do that on Shabbos to make a Mechitza? Or be with people? And he brought the first brisa to show not allowed to do it. To which Rava answered him, oh, no problem. You've got your brisa. I've got a different brisa. In other words, Rav Nachman by Yaakov had a different brisa, which says it's mutter. Right. So then, but once he brought the two brisa, he said, oh, but there's a steal in the brisa. How do we answer it? To fit the family kutzi, at this stage in the Gemara, when you want to say one's Rabbi Meir, one's Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that no brisa supports what Rav Nachman by Yaakov allowed. Does anyone allow you to make a mechitza with people on Shabbos? First brisa, Zichah says, is awesome. Even the second brisa only allows it because it doesn't work. Correct? The only reason you're allowed to put it there, but the animal or whatever it is there, albeit as a Havamina, but it's only because it's going to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says an animal is no good for a mechitza. So, in which case, you haven't actually answered anything. Because Miman of Shoch, if putting the human beings there doesn't work as a mechitza, then it's not going to help Nechemia. And if it does work as a mechitza, well, even the second bias agrees you can't do it. Yeah? Obvious question, right? So what's the Havmina to answer like this? If you answer like this, then the whole thing's out the window. So the MS is, the Poshet answer to that is, this is what the Ritva says. He just says, well, that's not a problem. Because this whole discussion in the Gemara has to reconcile the two brachos. Who's talking here? This is all Rav Nachman by Yitzchok speaking. Yeah, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Yeah? He brought a brachah, and he said from the first brachah, that was his original brachah, he said, you're not allowed to make a mechitza with people. Finished. So, we said to that, but I've got a second price which allows it. He's the one, now, so the Gemara says, what do you do with the steer? So he's giving you an answer. He's the one who's back and forth. As far as he's concerned, so what? And if it comes out that you can't do it with Odom, so very good. That was my question to start with. What Rav Chista will answer, what Rav Nachman bar Yaakov may answer, what Rava may answer, okay, we haven't asked them. This is all Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. And the Maaseh in the end, we don't stick with this answer anyway. But you're right, at this stage in the Gemara, you'd have a problem for Nechemia. But that's not a problem. That's not an issue, because Rav Nachman Yitzchok anyway didn't think it should be. That was his question. But the Sarami Kutzi does ask this question, okay? He is bothered by it. I don't know, one time I thought maybe it's Tony on the Girsois in the beginning, who is, you know, clearing the original Shaila, was it Rav Nachman Yitzchok? I'm not sure if it helps or not. It was an idea I had, but I can't see how that's going to get us anywhere. The Maaseh of the Sarami Kutzi is bothered by it. So therefore, the Sarami Kutzi, he comes up with a very, very interesting essay. And he says like this, that the vault over here is like this. Ooh, what we're coming out with now is that a behemoth is not a mechitza which is roi for 7 days. Why not? It's not going to stay there for 7 days. This, by the way, is the hechruch that the Gemara is going in the mandor on Hashem Otipa. Where did the Gemara, remember, we were bothered, why does Rashi say Shem Otipa? He says it twice. The Tosafot just said, yeah, because the Gemara does ask, that's fine by Behemoth, you've experienced Rabbi Meir by Behemoth, but Odom the Kedim, but by Odom, the Rabbi Meir passed it, what do you mean? Look at the Gemara and so can you see the Rabbi Meir does pass it in Odom. What are you talking about? The Tosafot says, in Divrei Maskil Divrei Devonu, the second Tosafot, he said, yeah, we're just asking, according to the Manda Omar in Sukkah, who said Shemot Tivach, but not that that's the real reason. Rashi, if you read Rashi, that's not what it sounds like. Rashi says it twice. Before we even got to that thing about Odom Mekalim, Rashi already says when he first introduced Rabbi Meir, it says Shemot Tivach. The very first time Rabbi Meir plays out, it explains it in Sukkah, Shemot Tivach. Where does Rashi get that from? I know the Gemara goes on with that. Where did the Gemara get that from? The Teretz is gewaldig, because we're going with the Sarami Kutzi. Rashi goes with the Sarami Kutzi, at least partially, as you'll see. Not the full thing, but partially. He goes with the Sarami Kutzi. And of course, we are going to give a Peshat that will not only reconcile the two Brises, it will also give a good Havana in the Psak that Rav Nachman bar Yaakov gave. What's that? There's the Sarami Kutzi Gevaldik. The Peshat is like this. And it answers everything, mamash everything, the Sarami Kutzi himself. You'll see, you can tell me if you can see it yourself, it will answer up, you'll see that Rashi can't hold the water this, if you spot why. But I'm going to tell you the full malik of the Sarami Kutzi, it's gewaldig, it's so glass, and it answers all the questions we've raised as we've gone. All Rashi's questions and Tosafot's questions, everything is answered with this. Watch what he does. He says like this. Two vices. Vice number one, says you can't use an animal, an odom, kedem, no good. Second vice says it is good. It doesn't actually say behemoth, but okay, we'll assume behemoth is the same thing. It is good. So the Gemara says like this. The pshat is, the first vice is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a behema is good for a mechitza. So if you put a behema there, don't do that, you're making an ayah. That's no good. Fine. Machshir the sukkah. The second brisa is going in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says an animal is no good for a mechitza. Why not? B'shem otibra. It may run away. And let's be very, very clear about this. What do you mean it's no good as a mechitza? What it means to say is, it's not a mechitza which is roy to stand for 7 days. And therefore, for a sukkah, to actually make the sukkah kosher, it's no good. But, this is a bit of a chiddush what he says, as long as the animal is there, you can eat there. It's alright, go ahead and eat that. Just watch the animal, because the minute it moves, you've got to stop eating. So therefore, would I say you're making an ayah? No, you're not making an ayah. What are you doing? You are being moisif on an ayah. That's what I'm going to call it. I can't call it making an ayah, because it's not actually a chesta of sukkah. It doesn't have mechitza and sharoi for 7 days. But, right now, there are three rules you can eat. So you're being moisif on an ayah. You are achieving something. The point being, because the third rule is not really doing any more than the first two rules. If you were to put there a proper rule there, then I would say the third rule, that's making the ayah. Because rule number one was nothing. Rule number two was nothing. You put the third one, and now it gets a shame sukkah. Oh, that's making the ayah. However, right now, the third rule is not making the sukkah. It's just right now, whilst the mikra, the animal's there, quick, hop a line, you can eat. So in which case, I can't really say that the third rule is making an ayah. It's getting it closer towards, I wouldn't say closer. What it's doing is much the same as the first and the second one. It's contributing to my heter to eat it. Because at the end of the day, that's what number one and two are going to do, at the end anyway. So the third one is also contributing to a heter for me to eat. So it's being motive on an IL. That's something along those lines. And therefore, we've answered the question of, how can you say that it's, that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not doing anything? It says, can they see your chavi yesterday yoshi? The answer is, yeah. I'm putting the animal there in order that I can quickly have a piece of bread. As long as the animal stays there, I'll be able to do it. I can have a quick nap, just ask somebody to watch the animal and wake me up the minute the animal moves, or something like that. Right? So therefore, can they see your chavi yesterday yoshi? It's not a problem. It fits very nicely. But, are you making the sukkah an actual sukkah? No. And therefore, it's being moisif on an oil, not making an oil. And now, it's very good. In the case of Nehemiah, we wanted to know, are you allowed to put the people there? And the answer is, you have the first writer which said no, and the second writer that said yes. Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked from the first brisa, to which Robert said, yeah, but I have the second brisa. And the pshat is like this, that for the sake of Nehemiah, what do I need? Do I need a mechitza that's going to last for 7 days? No. I just need the mechitza to be there whilst he walks past. But an animal is good enough for that. And therefore, that's also called being moisif on a nail. It's also it's not there for 7 days. So therefore, it's matter. The first price holds its also, it's going Rabbi Yehuda. Second price will be matter. Because the mechitza, you see from the second price, that a mechitza which is not roi for 7 days, is called being moisif on a nail, and therefore it's matter. To which the Gemara asks, no, not true. Because once it's roi, once at the end of the day, it does allow me to eat there, albeit just my little piece of bread, or in the case of Nehemiah, it will allow him to walk, that's making an ayah. what's 7 days gone through? I'm not talking about the Malachot Toin El Sanan, I'm talking about the dinner making an Ayel. And therefore, it's not called being Moshe on an Ayel, it's called making an Ayel. That's the Mahalich of the Sar Mikutzi. I believe, if we use the Sar Mikutzi, as I said to you, I can prove to you that Rashi does not hold of everything the Sar Mikutzi says. Can anyone prove it to me? There's one Mikutzi that Ezekiel Rashi didn't agree with. No? Well, remember, Rashi said, the Gemara should have asked, it says, Kadesh Yechad Yishtabi Yoshim. How can you say you're not doing anything? Since it's Rabbi Meir, an animal is no good for a mechitza, so you're not doing anything. Rashi said, it says, Kadesh Yechad Yishtabi Yoshim. Says Rashi, yeah, the Gemara could have asked. I mean, we've got two other questions. When does the Gemara come to, the Gemara couldn't have asked that, because I've told you in the Pshat. The Ainu, what it means to say is Rashi is not masking to that chiddush of the Sar Mikutzi. Rabbi Meir holds that an animal is no good as a mechitza. It's not only by this. If you look at the Gemara and Sukkah, it's by other cases as well. It's not only by Sukkah. An animal is no good as a mechitza. Why? For Shema Tibrach. Fine, that's for Pshak or Shema Tibrach. But at the end of the day, it's not there for 7 days. You can't rely on it for 7 days. And therefore, that is no good as a mechitza. And therefore, says Rashi, you're not allowed to eat that at all. It's not a kosher sukkah. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's not making an oil because it's not making it a sukkah. But if it's not making it a sukkah, then what hesed do you have to eat there, even your piece of bread? Your single piece of bread? Just because the animal hasn't moved yet. So they have made it a sukkah for that little bit of time. The answer is, no, it doesn't. Because as far as Rashi is concerned, which is not right for 7 days, is Nishkan Mechita, is Nishkan Doifen, it's Apostle Sukkah. That's Rashi's Pshat and Rabbi Meir. And therefore, it is a good question. Kedesh Yechav Yishtavi Yoshin, how can you say it's going to Rabbi Meir, and that the Mechita is no good? It says Kedesh Yechav Yishtavi Yoshin. So Rashi, it's a good question. No, if that's the only question, like we said, maybe we can answer it up. The Gemara could have asked it. But that Nekudah, he doesn't agree with the Sar Mikutzi. That I believe he does agree with the other things that the Sar Mikutzi said. Behind this problem. You know, at the end of the day, we're trying to fit the second bite with the whole thing around Nachman by Yaakov and Rav Chista and Rava. So, what's going on? That Nekudah is true. I.e., the way Rashi is learning it, this is what I think, is that he's learning that the Pshat is, when the Gemara answers, it's going to Rabbi Meir. The second bite is Rabbi Meir. The Pshat is that an animal can't stay, you can't rely on an animal to stay there for 7 days. It's not a mechitza which is right for 7 days. And therefore, for sukkahs, love may be cut off if you're not doing anything. But and therefore, you're not even allowed to have your piece of bread there, because it's not a sukkah. A sukkah needs to be right for 7 days. However, for Nehemiah, why does it have to be a mechitza the last 7 days? For Nehemiah, it's all right. Because even a temporary mechitza, it's only a temporary mechitza, and therefore you're allowed to put it up. Yeah, so far so good? Yep. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is, this is the final run now. Now, we're going to take, hopefully, everything we've said, with the Ritzvah, with the Sar Mikutzi, and the Ganyan, everything we've said, and I'm now just going to stalk it out, the final Peshat, so to speak, in Rashi. This is what we're going to suggest. And so, a suggestion. So, as I said, the reason why we're spending quite a bit of time is because I don't think we got this far when we, in the initial shiur. Through Chazor, I think we've got a little bit, or quite a bit deeper into it. This is what we're coming out with Rashi. That the Gemara, I'm talking about, obviously the original thing about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon, that's as we said till now, just this last stage. When the Gemara said, the first price is Rabbi Yehuda, second price is Rabbi Meir. And we're going to say like this. That the Peshat is the first price is Rabbi Yehuda. He says that Behemoth is a good mechitza for a sukkah. Whatever the pshat may be, but it's a good mechitza for a sukkah. And therefore, you most definitely cannot do it on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever it is, because it's Israel making an ayah. Right? The second brisa, I have left that a little bit open because you may or may not spot, there is a problem, but by the end of it, if anyone spots it, you can let me know. I'll be quite impressed if you do, but let's follow it, but ignore it for the time being. The second brisa is like this. The second brisa is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says that an animal is no good for a mechitza. Why is it no good for a mechitza? The reason is because of Shemot Tivrach. This has to be the pshat. Again, what pushed Rashi to say Shemot Tivrach? Because otherwise, how are you going to answer Nehemiah? We use the second brisa to explain the whole thing with Nehemiah. If it's not because of Shemot Tivrach, if the reason is because of, the reason the Maskana the Gemara took her, then you've got no brisa to support the whole thing with Nehemiah. The Rashi says, at least at this stage in the Gemara, it's going with the Mahalik, that the second writer is going in Rabbi Meir, and the Peshat in Rabbi Meir is Shemot Tivrach. Once it's Shemot Tivrach, Nehemiah is going to work. As we'll see, Be'ez Hashem. Number one, you want to know why? Number one, because even if it was an animal, for the short period of time that we need for Nehemiah to be able to pass through, it would be good enough. And the truth is, this already goes into the question of the Gemara, we weren't using animals there, we were using people. And by people, there isn't Shemot Tivrach, but that's already going into the question of the Gemara. At the moment, we're assuming animals and behemoth are the same. So, oy vazoy, there is an issue of Shemot Tivrach. You've got to imagine that half a minute. So, therefore, there is an issue of Shemot Tivrach. Therefore, for a sukkah, it's no good. Why is it no good for a sukkah? Because it's not a mechitza that I can rely on for 7 days. And for a sukkah, I need such a mechitza. And therefore, it's no good for a sukkah. So, lav nidika ovid, you're not making a kosher sukkah. In terms of Nehemiah, that's all right. Because I don't need it to last 7 days. Fine. Says Rashi. This is key. Says Rashi. This nukud, it's not like the same nukudzi either. Says Rashi, the word being, you're not making an oil kava. Because since you're not making a kosher sukkah, it's not an oil kava. Because it's, what are you doing? If you were making a sukkah, no, you could say it's an oil kava, because it would have to be for a 7 day mechitza, has to be roi for 7 days. You'd be making a sukkah which is kosher for 7 days, so it'd be an oil kava. But since you're not being mashed in the sukkah, the Rosh and Rashi became a misak in the sukkah, you're not being misak in the sukkah, So, you are making an ayah though, because I can, privacy-wise, I can eat there. So therefore, you're making an ayah l'arai though. It's only an ayah l'arai. Yep. So says Rashi, but it does say, Kadesh Yerchal B'yishtev Yoshin. Says Rashi, you're right. The Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara could have asked that question, but it doesn't ask that question. But we've got two other questions. But it seems to be the most obvious question. No, it's an answerable question. Because we could say that the Kaddish Yechav Yishtev Yoshin is not going on Sukkot. It may not even be talking about Sukkot. I could fetch out and say it means alt privacy-wise. Fine. Then what does the Gemara ask? Number one, that only explains Behemo, because of Shemot Tivrach, like we said. You were telling me the whole Peshat is because of Shemot Tivrach. But the Brisa, the second Brisa, is not even talking about Behemoth, it's talking about Odom. Odom, you're allowing even an Odom as well as Caleb. By Odom, there's no Shemot Tivrach, he's got Das. So what's the Hetzer according to Rabbi Meir for Odom? And the Chemia as well, he's using Odom. So what are you going to say to that? That's a Mechita which is the Etzem. I know people were troubled by this. A person, can't stand up 7 days. But theoretically, it's a machit which is right for 7 days, because you've got that. And that's all I need. I don't need it for pearl to be there for 7 days. It's got to be right for 7 days. Then the sukkah is kosher. Oy, bye,
Why
oy.
Why
Why do we say it has to be on second days? Why don't we just say because it's there for the period of time that it's needed?
Because the din of a sukkah is, the din of a sukkah is it's going to be right 7 days.
But I mean from Nehemiah.
No, that's the din of a sukkah.
But from Nehemiah, why do we
It's not a question of doing the job. It's the same as according to the Sarami Kuti. Sarami Kuti, I just wanted to have one piece of bread. It does the job. He says, I'm still all right.
Yeah, it's going to be Rishus HaYachim.
Yeah? Yeah. So, again, we're saying that question number one is, but we're dealing with Adam here, in the Brisa, and in the case of Nehemiah as well, for that matter. We're not really going with Nehemiah, but now we're putting the two things together, according to Sarami Kuti, Rashi, etc. So, you haven't answered anything. Because the second Brisa, you're saying it's Rabbi Meir, very good with the Hema, but we're not talking about the Hema, we're talking about Adam and Caleb. And the second Brisa you're claiming, is the backing for Nehemiah's whole thing, but he's talking about Adam there, not the Hema. And with Adam, you don't have Shem or Timra. It's a Mechita which is right for 7 days. So, you know, what's the shot? 1 point. Second question for the Gemara is, but even without that, even according to what you're saying, but you're claiming it's making an ILRI. If it's making an ILRI, then what's the heter? Even according to the Rabbanon, making an ILRI is awesome. But to that, the Gemara shifts the whole goalpost and says, you know what? And then it goes on with the next thing. And in the next stage of the Gemara, it tucker changes the whole sort of parameter. And it says that when you're talking about the third wall, in the case of the third wall, you're making an LRI. Even though, right, it's a sukkah, the sukkah is LRI by definition, it's only up 7 days. We're changing the definition now of what defines LRI and LKVAP. It's not, as we said till now, dependent on whether it fulfills the whole time period that it's needed, like the sukkah is 7 days. No, it's spent on time. If the mitzvah is only going to be there, the oil is only going to be there 7 days, then it's alright. If it's the fourth wall, which is what the second mitzvah is talking about with Kalim, the fourth wall, that would already be moshif on an ILRI. The third wall is making an ILRI, and the fourth wall is being Moshe on an LRI. The first price is talking about the third wall, as the Gemara says, the Loshen Nopal Zayf not its wall, and the second price is talking about the fourth wall, at least in the case of Canaan. That's the Mahalich of the Gemara. Yeah? That makes sense?
Yes, thank you.
I think so, yes.
Okay. I don't know if anyone spotted the flaw. There is one flaw, at least one flaw. I'll tell you the flaw. It's a very big flaw, but the notion of the first price was, it says very clearly, you can't put an odd on. It's about 10 lines down, a bit more than that, it says there. When Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked Rava, there's not al doifna if the wall collapses, lo yamid bo odom, the hema, the kelim, the lo yitzchok, I mean, all the different options here, not odom, no behema, no kelim, not the bed, if it's halal sodin, why? What did he say? Lefi she'ein oisin oyel arai batchilo biyomtu. Nu, what's the problem? we say? We said this price, we wanted to say, about one stage back, yeah? We wanted to say this price is Rabbi Yehuda. And since according to Rabbi Yehuda, a behemoth is a good mechitza, yeah, that's what we said, therefore you can't do it, you're making a kosher sukkah. No, what does it say? I accept all of that. So you can't put the behemoth, the other behemoth, kele, mitzah, can't put it there, why? Because that would be making a kosher sukkah. What's the problem if I'm making a kosher sukkah? What does it say? What's the problem with making a kosher sukkah? What does it say? If you say in Eisen El Arai, what did we say according to Rashi? If you make a kosher sukkah, what did Rashi say at that stage of the Gemara?
El Kevah, exactly.
So, but then I looked back at Rashi, I thought, okay, am I making this up? Let's look at Rashi again, we read it yesterday together. Halfway down the page, it's only in the half minute stage, it changes, the parameters change. The next stage of the Gemara, everything fits fine. Excellent. But at this stage, look at what Rashi said. The Lav Midika Ovid, they came under the Misaki in the Sukkah, since you're not being Misaki in the Sukkah, Amagam to Ovid Oyel, even though you are making an Oyel, not being Moisit, you're making an Oyel, surely it's permitted. The Kosova, because this Tano, referring to the second Brisa, holds Oisin Oyel Arai, you're allowed to make an Oyel Arai. The Hayil the Lo Misakin Sukkah, since you're not fixing the Sukkah, Eno El Oyel Arai. It's only an Oyel Arai, but surely therefore it's permitted. Clearly, Mashma, if you were being Misakin the Sukkah, it would be more than an Oyel Arai. So, what I'm saying to you, I thought, am I being Mechadish something? No, I read it out of Rashi. That's where I got it from. Albeit at this stage of the Gemara. But at this stage of the Gemara, how does Rashi explain the previous Brisa? Remember, Tosfos quoted Rashi as saying, that the second Brisa is Rabbi Meir, and since the behemoth is no good for the sukkah, it's not being misak in the sukkah, therefore you're only being maisif on an Oel Arai. You're not making an Oel Arai. Oh, that would be very good. If you make a sukkah, if you're machshir a sukkah, it's making an Oel Arai. That's the first price, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Second price is Rabbi Meir. No, you're not being misak in the sukkah. So it's being maisif on an Oel Arai. But then the problem is, as Tosfos says, well, the Gemara asks afterwards, but it doesn't fit with anyone, because even Rabbanan say you can't create an Oel Arai. I didn't say I'm creating, I'm being maisif. So we said, well, look at Rashi, as the Gaon Yaakov said. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, if you're not being machshir the sukkah, you're making an Oel Arai. Not being Moisif. But clearly Rashi's saying, but if you're making a sukkah, if you're being misak in the sukkah, that would be more than Oel Arai. I mean, I don't know what more is, it must be Kavah. Well, that's what's going on in the first place. So you're being misak in the sukkah, because it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it says, the reason why you can't do it is, you can't make an Oel Arai. Well, what's going on over here? Well, you're going to say that the two guys have like another machlokes, so we heard them there. It's not just about whether an animal is good. It's all to do with whether Oel Arai is mutter. I mean, I'm going to leave you with that. But Hashem, what we'll do is tomorrow, we're going to move on into the last sticker over the page. I'm not going to answer that straight away, Lineda, and we'll see if we can try and work it out. I'm not sure. I think I have a little bit of an answer to that, based on when we finish off the, when we continue on the Gemara over the page. So, Be'ezat Hashem, we'll, as I said, tomorrow we'll do over the page, because we've got to answer Odom HaOdom. I'll give you a little bit of a clue, because I don't know if I'm right either. The first Brisa is packed with all different cases. It's got Odom, Kalim, Behemo, Mitzah. You've got four different cases there, okay? In the answer we're going to see tomorrow when we deal with Odom, we're going to split the second price into two different cases. This answer that we gave about, that we're talking about the fourth wall, that's only the case of the bed, not the case of Odom. Odom is going to be talking about the third wall. The second price is split into two different cases. Is there a possibility, as I said, we have to think about this, but is there a possibility of splitting, not splitting, but in the first price, it's possible that certain things would be considered to be making an Oel Arai, and certain things would be making an Oel Kavah. And the first price is basically saying everything is awesome. And the Chamami, in certain cases, it would actually be an Oel Kavah. that's the sort of lines I want to try and explore tomorrow. But Bezal Hashem will explain that more tomorrow when we see over the page. Okay? Have a good evening.